The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program. Today is a special. For today's discussion and program, we want to talk about how to strengthen the faith. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Monday, is the 6th of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Isfan, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today's discussion, we'll start our program and bless the starting of this program with reading out two ayahs from Surah Al-Baqarah, ayahs 2 and 3. Let's listen and we'll be back in a minute.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those conscious of Allah.
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
Who believe in the unseen, establish prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Welcome back, dear listeners of iRib English Radio. You're listening to today's special. Now, in the lives of truthful, believing people, there is purity, brotherhood, mutual understanding, and cooperation. While in the lives governed by materialism, colonialism, exploitation, plunder, and murder are seen. Therefore, the Holy Quran considers faith in the unseen the first stage of piety. Opinions are divided among the commentators as to whether faith in the unseen here points to faith in monotheism or to a vast meaning that covers faith in the world of revelation, resurrection, angels, and in general, what is behind the external senses. Strengthening the faith. Do you feel anxious and lazy all the time, or have you ever felt like your enthusiasm is somewhere fading? Every Muslim experiences the highs and lows of iman at some stages in life. The important thing is to strive to increase your faith when you notice it is becoming weak. Start by taking small steps that bring you closer to the Almighty. Allah is perfect, but humans are not. Allah does not expect perfection from us. He just wants us to try. Striving to become a better Muslim by making small changes in your daily life is an achievement in itself. If you are nodding your head in yes right now, let me tell you that you don't have to worry about this anymore. How to strengthen the faith or iman.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Number one, repent frequently for your mistakes. As we read in Surah Al-Hud, Ayah 3 of the Holy Quran, seek forgiveness of your Lord and then turn to Him in repentance. Or also in Chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, Ayah 106, we read, and seek the forgiveness of Allah. Certainly, Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. A sincere repentance, according to the scholars, has conditions. Number one, to discontinue the sin. Number two, to regret over its occurrence. Number three, to determine never to go back to that sin again. And number four, compensating those who have been wronged or obtaining their forgiveness.
You are the hope forever clothed. Don't give up, no despair. There's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls, with your souls.
The importance and value of certainty. Certainty or conviction is a valuable capital which is given to only few people. Anybody possessing this enjoys great prosperity. Imam al-Razali, salam, in a beautiful hadith states, faith is one degree above Islam. God-wariness is one degree above faith. Certainty is one degree above God-wariness. Nothing less than certainty is divided among God's believers. The narrative states, I heard Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam saying, indeed, a small act based on certainty that is performed continually is better before God than abundant actions not based on certainty. He also states, with His justice and fairness, God has put tranquility and ease in certainty and satisfaction, and has put sorrow and grief in doubt and displeasure.
I'd like to help you in not decreasing your screen time, because I know that's impossible. I'm not even going to try. We cannot decrease our screen time anymore. We're just too dependent. However, change, I'd like to recommend a change in the way we use our smartphones, such that your smartphone can help you seek nearness to Allah. It can make you a better person. It can be a help. It can be something that helps you for your faith, for your iman, for the day of judgment. Because at the end of the day, remember, this is only a tool. These smartphones, they're only a tool. You can use them for good, you can use them for bad, you can use them to waste time. Correct? It's like the internet. Is the internet good? Not necessarily. Is it bad? No. It's a double-edged sword. You can use it for good, you could use it for bad. So the internet can be used in a very good way, in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spread the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, to spread Islam. So likewise, brothers and sisters, we can use these smartphones for the betterment of our faith. And there's a hadith, in fact, from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, "Ni'ma al-'aun ad-dunya 'ala al-akhirah." He says, the dunya can be your best assistant to build the akhirah. To many of us, dunya and akhirah, right? The dunya, this life, they're like in conflict with each other. It's as if one is the antithesis of the other. But the Imam says in this hadith that you can use your dunya to invest in your akhirah. So it can help you to have a better akhirah, and even though it's a dunya. Let me ask you a question. When I ask you about an iPhone, let's say this was an iPhone 14 Pro Max, Ultra, Mega, whatever, right? Is this dunya or akhirah? What do you think? This is akhirah? So when you think of Imam Ali, you think of iPhone 14 Pro Max. So this, like we said, it's a tool, right? So if you look at it from the perspective, well, it's an expensive gadget. Right now, these are costing more than $1,000 and we're wasting all this time. Yeah, that's dunya. But at the same time, you can use this, brothers and sisters, in the most beautiful way to invest in your akhirah. Now, if you look at my screen time, I don't even mind sharing it with you. Probably not. But anyway, I fall in line with the national average. I checked 7 hours a day, I'm on my smartphone. Now, is that alarming? Is that a bad addiction I should stop? I don't think so. It's not necessarily. It just depends what you're doing with it.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program. Today is a special. For more information, do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends, and let us enlighten our minds and souls with an admonishment from the Prophet's fourth infallible heir, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him. O son of Adam, you are on the right as long as you are admonished by your own self. Care very much for maintaining judgment with yourself, and betake fear as your slogan and caution as your garment. O son of Adam, you will unquestionably be dead, resurrected, and standing before your Lord the Majestic. You should prepare an answer for all that.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the sixth Imam of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of honesty. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said in what is attributed to him in the Misbah al-Sharia. Misbah al-Sharia is a very famous book. It's been translated into a number of languages. It's even been translated into English under the title of The Lantern of the Path. This is a very beautiful book, and it is filled with moral advice. Unfortunately, there is not a consensus of opinion regarding the authorship of this work. Some people ascribe this work to Ghazali, the famous Sunni theologian and mystic. However, a lot of people are of the opinion that, in fact, this book is actually a collection of hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So this is not a consensus of opinion regarding this, but nevertheless, there's a lot of great advice and ethical points in this book that, you know, we can all benefit from. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the following: the best advice is that which does not carry the statement beyond the limits of honesty, nor the act of the limits of sincerity. Right? So basically what this means is that when you wish to give advice to somebody, the best advice you can give a person, you know, oftentimes there's the temptation to kind of, when we want to, you know, advise somebody, you know, there's this temptation to kind of bend the truth or even lie in certain cases, because we feel that by doing so, this person, you know, he might accept our advice more readily than if we were to, you know, kind of speak the truth. So here the Imam, he rejects this notion and says, no, this is not true. Rather, if we want to give somebody advice, always the best advice is to speak the truth and to be clear and speak in a clear and in a right manner. And also, If we want to practically advise somebody or show somebody, to guide somebody to the right path, it's important that, you know, we've been sincere when we in our actions, you know, and also you know, try not to act just because we want to, you know, help this person and guide this person to the right path. In another beautiful tradition, Amr ibn Abi Miqdam, our narrator of traditions, says Abu Ja'far, meaning Imam Baqir alayhi salam, said the following: when I first went to visit him, learn honesty before speech, ta'allamu sidq qabla al-hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at honesty in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad to have you here. Ali Nasir, how are you? Fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. What about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are
Fine?
You? Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, brothers, welcome. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters who are with IRB English Radio right now, please, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. So, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, today we will be talking about Ayah 7 of Surah Ali Imran on page 50. Brothers and sisters, if you are having your Quran with you, please turn to page 50, Ayah 7 of Surah Ali Imran. So, everyone, please, once let's listen to the recitation of this ayah, then we will be back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Huwa alladhi anzala 'alayka al-kitaba minhu ayatun muhkamat. هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
That was a nice recitation. Now I will recite it once, Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein. Inshallah, you listen carefully, okay? Then repeat our brothers and sisters as well. They will practice with us. Is that okay?
Yes.
Let's go on. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات.
هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات.
منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات.
منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات.
فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله.
فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله.
وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله.
والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا.
والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا
وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. الله bless you إن شاء الله. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب. هو الذي it is he the Allah Almighty who has sent down to you the book. منه part of the book is what آيات محكمات are definitive verses, okay, which are the mother of the book. Hunna ummul kitab, which means they are the main verses, okay. Wa ukharu mutashabihat, while other verses are metaphorical. It means they need exegesis, interpretations. Fa amma alladhina fi qulubihim zayghun, okay, as for those in whose hearts are deviants, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ بْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَبْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. They pursue what is metaphorical in it, courting temptation and courting its interpretation, okay? They do not follow the true interpretation, they follow the temptation of shaitan. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Be careful, okay? Nobody knows the interpretation well, okay? Who knows? illallah, Allah Almighty. If you stop here, the tajweed says, if you stop here, and if you say like waqf is better than wasl, so illallah, it means only Allah Almighty knows the interpretations. If you wasl, if you connect it, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ, nobody knows the interpretation except Allah وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. Allah and those who are what? Firmly grounded in knowledge. Those who have knowledge, the knowledge. Means Allah Almighty given them the knowledge. Like prophets and imams. Okay?
Yes.
So if you stop here, the meaning of the ayah changes. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, nobody knows except Allah Almighty. If you stop here, the next part of the ayah says, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, and those firmly grounded in knowledge, يَقُولُونَ, they say, آمَنَّا, they say, we believe, okay, in it, آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدَ رَبِّنَا, all of it in for, and for, is from our Lord, sent by Allah Almighty, وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ, and none takes admonition, okay, nobody gets reminded, إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, except those who possess intellect. Alright?
Yes.
Now, I just mentioned one point here. 2 points. The first point is that in the Quran Kareem, all the verses are not very much clear for us. Like when you read from the translation, you should understand. No. All the verses are not this way. For example, you understand that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, or يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ, for example. Maintain the prayers. It's very clear, yes, that we should do the prayers. But how should we do the prayers? Should we say, oh Allah Almighty, forgive us? Is this the prayer? Or no, we have a special form of praying. Like ruku', sujood, tashahud, salam. This way, surah, yes? Which one?
Second one.
How did you know this?
Our imam.
If you were just reading the Quran, no, without hadith, without interpretations of the imams, the teachings of the imams, how would you know that? It's very clear that if Allah Almighty has sent the book, He has to send the teacher as well. Because we can't understand all of them.
قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري, قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We'll now move on with the tajweed rules. Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Hussein, Hassan, ready?
Yes. Yes.
So, the first important tajweed rule that I have to mention is أنزل هو الذي. The pronunciation of the letter ذال is important. Okay, how to pronounce it correctly. It's important. It shouldn't be mixed with the letter ز. والذي, you bite your tongue a bit. أنزل, ز has the Z sound in English, but ذال doesn't have the Z sound. والذي أنزل, أنزل. What rule I apply here?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. This is the correct way to recite it. أنزل. But if you read it, والذي أنزل, this is wrong. Why? Because there is one rule applied. What is that rule?
إخفاء.
So, Nun plus, Nun Sakin plus, Za tells you, Za is from the rest of the letters. We had four groups. It's not among those, the three first groups. Idgham, Idhar, Iqlab rule. But it's with the إخفاء rule. So, you apply the rule إخفاء. How do you do it? We hide the sound of the Nun. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ. Hassan, read it. أَنزَلَ. Hide the sound.
وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ.
Hassan, أَنزَلَ. All right. عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات منه. Here, Nun Sakin, but we clearly read it. It's different from إخفاء. So what is it?
إظهار.
إظهار. You clearly have to pronounce it. Do not hide the sound. Why? Because the letter ha comes after it. right?
Yes.
Minhu. There were six letters that you have to clearly pronounce the letter Nun if one of the six letters come after Nun Sakin or Tanwin. What were those letters? Hamza, Ha,
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 Kha,
Ayn, and Ghain. So we have Ha after Nun Sakin. Minhu, do not read it. Minhu, don't hide the sound. All right, Hussein?
Yes.
Minhu. Ayatun plus Mim. Ayatun Tanween plus Mim.
Idgham.
Ayatun Idgham.
Mithlain.
With Ghunna.
Yes. Not
with nasal sound. Also two counts. Ayatun nasal sound. Two counts.
Yeah.
Muhkamatun. Muhkamatun ha. Pronounce it clear, correctly. Muhkamatun. Again, Tanween plus ha. Oh, no problem if you have Tanween or Nun Sakin, but pay attention to the next letter. The next letter is Ha?
From throat letters.
Ildhar, we have to like clearly read the Tanween. Ayatum muhkamatun hunna ummul kitab. Hunna, Nun Mushaddad. Ummul Mushaddad. Nasal sound. Hunna nasal sound. Ghunna sound.
Yes.
وَأُخَارُ do not read آخَرُ, okay? أُخَارُ أُخَارُ means the next one, the others. وَأُخَارُ مُتَشَابِهَاتْ صِلَى tells you what's less better than وَقْف. You can stop, but you can continue. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ مُشَدَّدْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ again, إِخْفَى زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ hide the sound of tanween. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ again, إِظْهَار, we had this one. مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاء. If you join, ba has to produce a bouncing sound. Also, hamza will be skipped. Min hub tigha. By the way, mad is wajib. Six counts. Okay? Fitsinati wa btigha ta'wili. Qila tells you, waqf is better. Wa ma ya'lamu ta'wilahu illa Allah. Wa rasikhuna fil ilm. No special rule. Ra only heavy sound. يقولون آمنا به كل من again إدغام كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. The last point أولو. Wow has a sukun on the top. Don't read wow. Do not read it. أولو الألباب. No. أولو الألباب. Alright, Hussein. Do you have any question?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Long ayah, but a lot of points, yes?
Yes.
So practice the tajweed rules, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. If you had any questions, you can ask. But I ask you kindly to refer to the Tafasir book for interpretations for more information. And also practice the Tajweed rules with the recitation a lot, inshallah. May you be, inshallah, one of the reciters, the best reciters of the Quran Kareem. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevilla International School. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
Allah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience. إلا في وقت, except when you أيقظتني لمحبتك, when you awaken me for your grace, because of your grace. So this part is mainly talking about Almighty Allah's grace and favor, which is one of the most important issues reflected in the traditions and in the verses of the Holy Quran, have in the shape and form of loving the Almighty Allah. The Almighty Allah is the one who loves His servants, and He loves the servants when they love Him as well. And this loving the Almighty Allah is itself one of the graces, blessings, and favors of the Almighty Allah. Now, in the Holy Quran, as we were talking about in the previous episode, in the Holy Quran, what has been negated is loving other things than the Almighty Allah when they are not in line of loving the Almighty Allah. But whenever those things are loved, because of the Almighty Allah, these things are not reproached. This kind of love is even recommended, because life would have been so full of ignorance, and it would be insipid and blank and colorless without this kind of love. This kind of attraction is the thing that Almighty Allah has created. It is one of the creations of the Almighty Allah on this universe. And the Almighty Allah has put it there for the people, for men, to put it to good use and to reach His love in the path of making a relation with the Almighty Allah to reach salvation. So this love must be duly noted.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. the late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, as we were discussing in the previous episode, we said that in the Holy Quran, we have different elements that based on which we have to make our relation with the Almighty Allah. Some elements like Raja, Khawf, Tadallu, Khushu', Tadallul, and Hub are mentioned in the Holy Quran. And this Hub is what we will be discussing. But this is not the only thing that our relations with the Almighty Allah should be based on. This relation should be based on many things like hub, khawf, raja, fear, hope, humility, dedication to Him, returning to Him, intimacy with Him, pleading for His forgiveness, which is istighfar, seeking protection from Him, beseeching His mercy, and total absorption in the Almighty Allah, which is inqita' ila Allah. Also, other elements are mentioned, like craving for Him, raghbatullah, praising Him, hamd, obedience to Him, which is ta'a, true servanthood, ubudiyyah, and His remembrance, which has been reflected in many traditions, His dhikr, neediness to Him and understanding that we are in need of Him, which is faqr, and holding fast to Him. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, says in a supplication, O Allah, I ask You to fill my heart with the love of You, awe of You, belief in You, faith in You, fear of You, and yearning toward You. So, a harmonious spectrum for establishing a relation with Allah is constituted of these various elements that we mentioned. Each of these elements must be considered a key to a door of Almighty Allah's mercy and recognition and ma'rifah. For instance, beseeching Him for His mercy is the key to His mercy, as is pleading Him for His forgiveness. And moreover, each of these elements is in itself to be regarded as a path leading toward Allah. So one's yearning for Him, love for Him, and intimacy with Him is a path which leads one to Allah. Fear and awe of Him is another path leading to Him. Humility toward Him and khushu' is yet a third kind of path to Him. Entertaining a hope in Almighty Allah and invoking Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also another path arriving at Him. So accordingly, one wayfarer should make his way to Allah through different paths. He should not confine himself to one single path. And this is because each of these mentioned paths have their own kind of aroma. They have different kinds of tastes, and they give you, and they all result in different kinds of perfections. And they have different fruits, and the true wayfarer needs different kinds of fruits, different kinds of power, different kinds of elements for perfection in the way of reaching the true ma'rifah and recognition of the Almighty Allah. We will elaborate more, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يكيلك يا حبيبك شعبان بجمالك شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh, a symbolic dialogue between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. A Muslim asking a non-Muslim, why don't you convert to Islam? And the non-Muslim answers that... we can say, if Allah's will, if God will, I will do. But unfortunately, the satanic power is more than God, so he does not let me to convert to the religion of Islam. Is it so that Satan and his power are more stronger than divine and Allah's power and do not let the people in order to convert to the religion of Islam? Is it really satanic traps?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, the question is that if it is about, Islam and the other religions, this requires that person believes in God. Another point is that if you refer to any divine book, there are some features and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and according to all these attributes, you cannot come to this